In today's edition of Sunday Music Show, we'll be looking at the famous Lark song from Bedřich Smetana's opera The Kiss. A birdsong is hard to emulate with the inferior human voice organ. Much admired songbirds such as the lark sing fast and can hit unbelievably high notes. The only humans that can even approach that style are coloratura soprano singers. Coloratura means colorful in Italian, and soprano di coloratura is a type of soprano voice distinct for its lightness and agility, especially at the highest octaves. A famous soprano of this type is Susanna Rigacci, who has sung at some of the most prestigious stages, including La Scala in Milan. An unforgettable Czech coloratura soprano was the longtime queen of the National Theatre, Jana Jonášová. The lark song sung by the village girl Barce in the second act of Smetana's opera is one of the most famous coloratura arias of the Czech music repertoire. The Kiss is the first opera that Bedřich Smetana wrote after going deaf. Even then he was able to complete it very quickly, working on it for about 6 months from February to July 1876. Unlike Smetana's other operas, the premiere of The Kiss was a great success. And despite its relatively simple plotline and libretto, it has remained popular to this day, mainly thanks to the famous lullabies of the main character Vendulka and the lark song sung by Barce. The Kiss is Smetana's first opera with a libretto by Eliška Krásnohorská, who was at the time a young but already well-known writer. Smetana picked her after seeing the success of her work in Karl Bendl's opera Leila. Krásnohorská's writing has, unfortunately, not aged well, and her librettos seem anachronic today. Luckily, Smetana edited the librettos of his pieces, whether they were written by Krásnohorská, Sabina or Wenzig. In doing so, he was able to make the plots of The Kiss and The Bartered Bride more dramatic. The opera takes place in the Podještědí region in the village of Světlá pod Ještědem or in Krištofovo údolí, Christopher's Valley, to be precise. That is a region full of romantic beauty. A naive short story by Karolina Svetla of the same name served as inspiration for the kiss. In that story, the character of Barche plays an episodic role. She is a helping hand at the Palotsky farm where the main character Vendulka lives. Barche witnesses Vendulka's rejection of Lukáš, a young widower and her former lover. Vendulka refuses to kiss Lukáš so as not to disgrace the memory of his late wife and promises to first kiss him only after they get married. But Lukáš proceeds to get roaring drunk and embarrasses Vendulka by mocking her in a song and then kissing one of the village girls. After coming to his senses, Lukáš becomes very regretful and honestly wants to apologize to Vendulka. Barche sees this and runs to tell Vendulka, who has gone to the forest with her old aunt. A lark sings in the background. Barche runs to a clearing and looks for Vendulka, but the only answer to her calls is an echo. After that, the lark starts singing again and brings us this song, which is beautiful but has no significance for the plot of the opera. It is not just some song, it is really a genius short piece. The opera ends happily, of course, but that does not interest us so much, as we care mainly about the famous performance of the soprano playing the role of Barche, especially when it is sung by Marie Tauberová in this legendary radio recording. Listening to Sunday Music Show dedicated to the famous Lark song from Bedřich Smetana's opera The Kiss. From Mirut Franková and all of us here at the station, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Добрий вечер, ти ж як з момен.
Добрий вечер.
Амен, амен. Со ж мі, а сістріче кнесе? Просім, просім, посадьте се.
На то часу дост, аж звіме ктерак. У вас пожидіме, нового ніц не віявіме.
Сопак бісте рад, я не вім.
Стемуй шлагер Лукаш, ах се бже це Лукаш. Стратил жену, стратил матку, сестри нема. А цо нині сізі пече? Шкода статку потребує господині. Кожні, цо хце, узме вдовці, ніжє в полих пильно праце, стаї крафа в хлеб'є овці, дошма очі на челяце, Tako može na špikaru šudinje co psidek zmaru, a což když mu na to všecko na kolebce pláče děcko. Proto také Lukáš, tak se přece ukáž. Chce se ženit. Práce na to vkládám a vás za vendulku pro něj žádám.
Mámule proti vůli božím stebla v cestu nepoloží, když mladí
Staň se tak.
S Pane Bohem, staň se tak.
Staň se tak.
Marče, v rychlosti něco prohosti.
Šťastně hochu, proč jsi na cestu, hleď, už přivedu ti nevěstu.
Věrně léta dlouhá, kdeže být.